Friends and neighbors will line the streets of Cincinnati's Northside neighborhood, waving small American flags and cheering for the traditional and very non-traditional participants in one of the most unusual parades in the region and maybe even the nation. The Northside 4th of July Parade has gotten a reputation as Cincinnati's most unique and diverse parade. Longtime crowd favorites include a men's drill team with mechanical drills, a wind chime chorus, and the Ladies' Lawn Chair Brigade, a group of costumed women performing synchronized movements with lawn chairs. Spokesman Ollie Kroner says there are also traditional entries, but the emphasis is on fun and creativity.
Well, it's always a surprise. Every year we see who's registered, but we never know what they're going to bring.
Cincinnatian Dan Hood was definitely surprised by what he saw the first time he attended.
Wow, a bunch of commodes with teeth and tongues singing at us. That's great. I mean, it's completely different than anything I've ever seen.
The parade is locally driven and put on by people who live and work in Northside. Ollie Kroner has been on the organizing committee for 5 years and says the parade dates back to 1854 with a brief hiatus in the 60s. After it was relaunched in 1966, it was fairly traditional and tiny, but about 16 years ago, his aunt had a hand in bringing energy and community back to the event.
Yeah, my Aunt Mary played a major role in, I think, probably interjecting a lot of the creativity we see today. She brought in a bunch of the bands and asked people to, celebrate America, but celebrate all the character in America, all the diversity, the variety of people of the neighborhood.
Some show up to see bicycles with red, white, and blue streamers or marching veterans, and they're likely to see a kazoo band, which could precede a marching band and life-size puppets, exactly why people like Christine Haggerty have enjoyed the tradition.
Oh, we just love it. It's very diverse here. We love seeing all the different people and all the different characters, and it's just a great celebration.
And this year, former U.S. Representative Gabby Giffords, along with her husband, Mark Kelly, will make an appearance in the parade. The two had already planned to be in town as part of a nationwide tour supporting gun legislation. Ollie Kroner says Giffords and her husband are touring with the nonprofit Americans for Responsible Solutions.
And I think when she asked around, hey, what's the fun thing to do on July 4th, folks told her, you got to go to Northside's 4th of July parade.
Kroner says usually an estimated 5,000 to 10,000 folks show up to watch, and some, he says, have been known to bring their own set of bleachers. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.